Father, we bless you this morning, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all that you have done for us. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. You are good. You are kind, O Lord. You are God from beginning to the end. There is no space for argument. You are God, and you are God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You don't need a man to be the God that you are. Oh Lord, we worship you. Father, we thank you. We bow before you. Thank you, O Lord, for your greatness. Your greatness that cannot be compared, O Lord. We honor you. Lord, you are worthy to be praised, Lord. We bow down before you. We exalt you, Lord. Lord, you are worthy. And Father, this morning we are before you to bless you, to praise your holy name. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 8th of March, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his kindness. Thank him because he is God and he will never change. Honor his holy name. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I speak to my day as I step out today. Lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am helped of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Lord send help unto me this season. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, you will arise for my sake as I step out today. In the name of Jesus, as I go out today, I go in the name of the Lord. I walk under the banner of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over this day. In the name of Jesus, this day you will yield your increase unto me. This day you will yield blessings unto me. In the name of Jesus, I speak to all that is in this day. All that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the word of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon his word and I take prophetic stand over this day. In the name of Jesus, all that is in you work in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I pull down every stronghold of the enemy standing against my life this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare the light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, I cancel every appearances of evil across my way. In the name of Jesus, my movement today is guided by the Spirit of the Lord. I will not walk in darkness. I will not walk in ignorance. I will not walk into error, and I will not walk in perversion. I will not walk in the company of the perverse. In the name of Jesus, the light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus, I subdue today every appearances of evil. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. All that is in you works in my favor. In the name of Jesus, all that is in you this day will not work against me. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over my life. In the name of Jesus, his banner over me is mercy, is love. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord go with me. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord goes with me. The mercy of the Lord works for me. In the name of Jesus, I receive his mercy, mercy for preservation. In the name of Jesus, in the midst of chaos, mercy for preservation. I receive, in the name of Jesus, I receive help from the Lord, help for provision in the midst of scarcity. In the name of Jesus, oh, so much more thou'll be able to see when others are saying there is casting down. As for me, I will profess that there is a lifting for me. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon me, is upon my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, there will be food on my table and there will be bread in my house. In the name of Jesus, for the cruise of my oil will not dry, and the container of my wheat will not be empty in the name of Jesus. For the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. As I go today, I am under the covering of the Almighty, in the name of Jesus. I dwell in the shadow of the Lord Most High, in the name of Jesus. The Lord preserve me from all evil. The Lord preserve me, preserve my household, in the name of Jesus. From this time forth and even forevermore, as I go out today, I enjoy angelic assistance, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I step out today in the name of the Lord, that is a strong tower. I run into it through the righteousness of Christ, and I declare my safety in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Sunday. Like we do, we are going to thank the name of the Lord for all that he has done for us. Let us thank him over the prayer request that we have presented before him. Thank him for the prayers for those that we've been praying for. Thank him for the desires that is in your heart, for the Lord God will establish it according to his will. Thank the Lord, for the Lord is good and his mercies endures forever. It is only by God. Your being alive today is by the grace of God, is by the will of God. It is God all the way. There is nothing that we can do outside God. It is only by him that we are alive. He is our strength, is our grace. He is the one that shows us mercy. He is the one that gives grace unto us. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness. Honor the name of the Lord forever. Bless the name of the Lord, O ye people. Our God is great. So this morning we are going to thank him. He is God. Yes, the situation around is not looking like what it's supposed to be, but he remains God forever. Thank him because he will never ask us to seek him in vain. He is our refuge and our present help in times of need. Our God is great, and he will never leave us alone. We are going to bless his name for his greatness, for his mercy, for his loving kindness towards us all, not willing that any should perish, but that all will come to repentance, that all will come to receive everlasting life. Thank him for his glory upon your life. Oh, you are complaining. You don't have what to wear. You don't have what to eat. You don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Thank him for the life that he has given to you. It is God and not a man. Wherever you are, give glory to the name of the Lord. Thank him. Let the joy arise from within you. Of course, it may seem as if you are helpless now, but the Lord God is coming for you. He's going to show up for you, for he is God and he's not a man. He will save you. He will bring you out of that dungeon, and he's going to set your feet in a large room, in a large expanse of space of glory, for he is God and not a man. So we are going to bless him. We are going to sing unto him from the book of Psalms, Psalm 92. We are going to read from verse 1 to verse 15. Psalm 92 from verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery, upon the harp, and a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad. Through thy works I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thy enemies, O Lord, for lo, thy enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire on the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Though those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. Praise the Lord. That is Psalm 92 from 1 to 15. I want you to bless the name of the Lord because it's a pleasant thing to give praises, to give honor unto God, our strength, unto God, our help in time past, our help in this present time, and our help in the times to come. Give honor to the name of the Lord. For you, O Lord, are the glory and the strength of our life. For you, Lord, you are our strength and our glory, the strength of our life. For the Lord God is more to us than just a creator. Oh, you are great in your mercy. You extend the hand of mercy and of love unto us. You are great in your mercy and in your loving kindness towards us all. Day after day, season after season, you show unto us your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your compassion. Father, Lord Jesus, should we talk about the battles of life and the victory that you, O Lord, you have given to us already? The victory that you, O Lord, our God, has given to us already, even before we step into the battlefield. We march every day, every time into the battlefield with the assurance of victory already in our hands. Our fight is not from the place of no assurance, for we enter into the battles of life every day with the confidence that your word has given to us, that your mercy has given to us, that we are more than a conqueror through the love that you have given to us. We have the victory already. Our own is just to show in the battlefield, to claim the victory and take the spoil. For you, the Lord, you had already given us the assurance of victory. Truly, Lord, you are great. Truly, Lord, you, our God, you are great. You are great in your love. You are great in kindness. You are great in your mercy. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Our Lord God will return all glory. I want you to speak unto him. The Lord will return all glory unto you. Speak to the Lord. Our God is good. He's so good that even our horn, my horn, he has exalted. Look at that scripture very well. He has exalted your horn like the horn of a unicorn. Our horn he has exalted. He has anointed my head. You can say it to yourself. Say it to yourself. I am professing the goodness of God, the blessings of God, his kindness towards me. My horn you have exalted. You, Lord, have anointed my head with fresh oil, even right from your courts, from your presence, so that I can flourish like a palm tree. I grow stronger. For I am planted in the house of the Lord. I am planted in the court of the Lord. And I flourish in the court of my God. I bring forth fruit in and out of season to show forth the glory and the honor of the name of the Lord. My God is great. Amen. My God is great. Our God is wonderful. Give honor unto him. Give him praise. Because he's the one behind our life as a child of God, as Christians. That is why we live a supernatural life. Our life is not just natural, but there is this super behind it. It is the name of the Lord. It is the assurance of God that God gives unto us every day. It is the blessings that even though it is not in our hand, but we have the assurance that as we step out, he will give unto us daily as we need them. Our God is great. Give honor unto his name. Do you want to talk about his grace? You want to talk about his love? You want to talk about his mercy? God is great. He's plenteous in mercy. For he's good, for he's kind, and his mercy endures forever. Our God is gracious. Daily he lifts up his countenance upon us. He gives grace unto us every day. Honor his name. Father, we bless your name this morning, for you are good, you are kind, and your mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If not for you, where will we be today? If not for your mercy, where will we be standing today? If not for your grace, somebody like me, somebody like who is listening to me, we will have been forgotten, never to be remembered in the history of men. But for your mercy, but for your grace, O God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, of course, we go through pain and difficulties every day, but your love, your loving kindness, your grace, your mercy endures forever. Lord, I choose to say thank you. I lay it to heart to thank you. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for all the seasons of my life. Thank you for all the seasons of our life. We honor you, Lord. Thank you for that which I am facing presently. Thank you for that which we are facing presently. Because you, the Lord, you are working it out. You are making everything to work together in our favor, in our blessing. To work together to result in blessing unto us. Thank you. We honor you, Lord. Beloved, give glory to his name. We bless you, Lord, this morning, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Remember, today is Sunday. I want to encourage you. Leave your house this morning and fellowship with the brethren. As far as the Lord has given you the opportunity where you are, you don't have any issue. Leave your house this morning and fellowship with the brethren. The blessings of the Lord is upon your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy yourself in the presence of the Lord.